think of it like, all right, if me and my partner are on the same team and we're trying to win this game of life together, we got to tell each other shit so that we can win this. Because if I know something and my teammate doesn't, how are we going to win the game?
Welcome to What I Love About Sex, where some incredible guests and I, Steph Kanowski, will be bringing you the tools for improving your sex life with topics such as sex issues with your partner, sexual self-confidence, premature ejaculation, sexual shame, masturbation, sharing your fetishes, orgasmic pleasure, and more. Sex is still so taboo, and I personally believe that by improving our understanding and communication skills around sex, we can enhance our own self-pleasure as well as deepening our long-term romantic relationships. So listen in, try to stay open-minded, and let's get started.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode on the What I Love About Sex podcast. So today I am recording in the closet instead of using my podcast equipment because we have guests in town. Andrew's sisters are visiting Austin and staying with us, and there are four of them, and then one of them brought her boyfriend, who's awesome, and it's just been a lot of fun so far. There's something about having family visit you and show them around. I know when my sister came to Austin and we had unique Austin experiences, and I was able to have fun with her and show her a good time. It's just so fulfilling. It feels so good. But anyway, today I want to talk about something that Andrew and I had brought up on a recent YouTube video. This is the first video Andrew and I have ever done together. Yeah, it definitely takes getting used to do YouTube videos and to feel comfortable, especially when you're talking about more personal content. It is not comfy. For some reason, it's a lot easier doing it on this podcast because, first of all, I feel like I know a lot of you guys, so I feel like there's a safety, even though there's really not, because anyone can listen to this. But I also don't have to show my face, right? So that's another thing that makes podcasting a bit easier to share personal things. When you're on video, it's another story. So anyway, if you want to check out that video, go to Stephanie Ganowski, search me on YouTube and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And it's the latest video I've done. I want to talk about something we mentioned in that video. It is, and the video, by the way, is called My Healthy Relationship. And Andrew and I are going through different areas of our relationship we believe are healthy, and we're explaining why. And we're not perfect, and we do make a lot of mistakes. I tend to be more on the anxious side in terms of my tendencies in communication and insecurity, especially post explant surgery, right? Like, getting my boobs out has really done a lot to my confidence, and it makes sense. Right? We can make sense of that. It has brought up a lot of anxiety and insecurity into our relationship from my communication standpoint. And this is something we want to talk about in part two of the video. But the whole point of this video is to show, like, we're not perfect. We really try hard to have the healthiest relationship we can, knowing that we could lose it at any time. You know, it's not something where we're like, oh, we're so great and great for each other because, like, we're both so healthy. Look at us. Anybody can fall into a scenario in their life that really challenges the type of communication they have with their partner, and also can challenge the way their partner receives the situation at hand, right? So, for example, my explant surgery, things were a lot more stress-free before Andrew became exclusive with me because I wasn't sick, right? And then it was almost like a few months after we moved in together, I got sick and things changed. A lot of things changed. And like, my boobs disappeared, right? Because I got a surgery, so those were gone. We went from huge boobs to a flat chest. We went from, you know, us just being really involved in our work and really excited about progress to me having to sleep a lot more and constantly be worried about what my body was doing and not understanding if I was dying. Like, it was a heavy, heavy year. And it's funny because it hasn't been easy for either of us. And Andrew will say, I mean, you're the one who went through all the shit. Like, he says it was the most least stressful year of his life, which I can't believe, but I do believe him. because he said, you know, you never projected any of your pain or struggles onto me. And I felt like you were always, you know, sweet and still just, you know, such a great girlfriend. And we really made the best out of the time we had. When I was feeling, you know, moments of health, we had a lot of fun. We took trips. I got sick on the trips basically every time. So like that wasn't fun, but it was like, we tried our best. And that's the whole point of us making this video of how you have a healthy relationship is constantly doing your best based on what we're learning together. It takes constant effort. And when you're with the right person, that effort is in a way easy, right? Like I didn't have an easy year. Andrew didn't have an easy year living with me, but because we love each other and we both have the intention of making it through this phase of life together and helping each other and always being on the same team, we're very intentional about that. We have a lot of conversations about that. And the repetition of our conversation, reminding each other that we are on the same team and we love each other and we want to see this through, that constant communication is what's really been holding us together and keeping us in line with what our values are when it comes to our relationship. So we just wanted to open up and share those habits and values in this YouTube video. And when we were recording, it got really good. And then we were talking about what we think we could both do better with. And oh man, it was just getting so good. And we just got in the hang of it and the flow of it. And then the video stopped. So we recorded an hour thinking we were recording. And so we missed an hour of it, basically. Like an hour of the video did not actually record because my phone ran out of storage. In part two, we're going to make sure that we go back to all the conversations we had to make sure that you guys see that part. But I just want to talk about honesty, because honesty was one of the things we talked about in the part one, which is my healthy relationship video. And what we were saying was, I feel really good that we can be honest with each other, Andrew and I, whenever we feel the need to. And Andrew admits that there was a period in our relationship recently where he wasn't fully honest because he wanted to protect me emotionally and make sure that my feelings were not hurt. I want to do a full episode on this because it's really intense. And so I'm going to hold off on giving the details for now. The whole point was that he was holding back information to make sure I didn't feel any added stress, because he knew how stressed I was and he knew how insecure and anxious I've been feeling with this whole boob situation, or lack of boob. And he didn't want to add anything on top of that. So his way of protecting me was to not be fully truthful with me. But because he wasn't being fully truthful, I felt that. I knew that something was up. I knew that something was wrong. It was like this internal feeling of like, something is not being said. Like I knew it. And that's why I kept asking him the same questions, but he would answer the same way. And his actions didn't show it didn't make me feel relaxed in our relationship. And I was like, something is going on. Like he's not telling me something. And after a while, I was just like, dude, tell me the truth. And it came out to the point where I was so direct about it. And I was like, you need to tell me what's going on. And he shared with me, and we had one of the most emotional nights of my life when it came to a partnership. And it was so painful. At the same time, it was relieving, because I was like, oh my God, I know now. And I know that I can trust my gut and my intuition. As fucked up as my gut is right now, I could trust it and I could trust my intuition. I knew that something was off and I was right. So in that sense, it felt good. I know that he felt incredible guilt, and he was the most emotional I've ever seen him in 3 years. Like I've never seen him like that ever. And it was like, we both just let so much out. Even if the message was painful, it was relieving. It was so relieving at the same time. And then things were able to feel normal again. Normal meaning I felt secure after that, because I knew that that thing that he was holding back was no longer stuck in him. I felt like I was actually with him. He could be fully present with me again. And this went on for like 5 months, like 5 to 6 months of him holding this in. So there were so many, you know, it actually ended up adding to my stress regardless. And that's the whole point of this message and this episode, is that even if you think you're doing your partner a favor by holding something back, you're most likely not, because it's felt. Your partner feels that. And there will be, you know, I mean, hopefully if you're a good person, you will have guilt wrapped up in you not fully sharing with the person you love. So it doesn't help you. It doesn't help your partner, even though it kind of seems like it would. It's more of a short-term help. And if you extend that over a long period of time, it really starts to hurt you both. It just hurts you more and more and more. So if there's a situation where it could be as small as you really disliking a family member of your partner and you never talk about it with your partner. So every time you go out for like a holiday trip or like a family gathering, you get tense and you just kind of change your demeanor and your partner doesn't understand it. That's you holding something back, and that's your partner not fully understanding who you are or why you have certain reactions around her family. She may think like you hate her whole family, or maybe not hate, but like you just don't enjoy her family, when it's really just this one person and a character trait of that person. Where if you talked about that with her, then you're both on the same page. You both know that, okay, I know like my brother's going to be there. I know you're not a fan of this about him. It's definitely not his greatest character trait, but maybe let's try to both focus on this part of him and get through this day, like actually enjoying it, you know, as much as we possibly can, because we don't have to let him ruin our day, you know. And that's like, that type of exchange is a team effort. That's showing like, okay, I can be okay with you not loving a family member of mine, or not really not enjoying your time around a family member of mine. And I can understand that. And then I can point you back in the direction of how can we have a great time regardless of his behavior that we probably know is coming. You know, that is showing you're on the same side. That's showing your full self, you know. And it's okay to not love everyone and have people you dislike. You know, Andrew has a friend I'm not crazy about. I have a family member Andrew's not crazy about. And we, you know, we can openly talk about that. Right. Then there's a more personal example of maybe your wife or girlfriend, partner gained a lot of weight. If she's like, how does this look on me? And you're like, oh, it looks great, because you don't want to hurt her feelings. Like, tell her if it doesn't look great on her. You know, don't be afraid to be like, that doesn't really match, babe. What do you think about this? Like, whether it's matching or whether it's like, it's not really doing it, but this really does it for you. Wear that red dress. Oh my God, that looks so good on you. Or those jeans, right? It doesn't even have to be a dress. You know what I mean? But if you are the type of guy that's always like, yeah, you look amazing, and you know you're not like, you're not so attracted to her in that because you know it doesn't fit her body best, don't be afraid to share that and just like be truthful. Because if she can trust, if she knows that you'll be truthful, that means you're going to occasionally be like, ah, that's not the best for you, babe. That doesn't look great. Maybe try this instead. That builds trust. Because if you're always like, oh, you always look amazing, and you know, if you're just like accepting, like, oh, well, it's okay that you're anxious, it's like, it's cute, like stuff like that, that you just say because you don't want to hurt her feelings or you don't want to start some argument, so you just say it even though you don't fully mean it, that loses trust. Because there's no way that a man is just okay with every single thing, like, or a woman. Like, we're just, as humans, there's going to be things we get triggered about, or we butt heads with, or we're not a fan of, or we're not attracted to. We have to think of it like, all right, if me and my partner are on the same team and we're trying to win this game of life together, that means we got to tell each other shit so that we can win this. Because if I know something and my teammate doesn't, how are we going to win the game? If you think about it that way, then you put the emotions aside and you think more in terms of like, how do I survive with this person and like enjoy it and feel like I can trust them and feel like easy with them and be able to manage conflict with them? That's the big thing. Going back to honesty, it's one of the true building blocks of a healthy relationship. So it was very noticeable for me because I'm used to Andrew telling me everything and being completely honest. Like, he's honest about whether I look good in something or I don't. He's honest about if I'm showing like jealousy or insecurity. Like, he's honest about me overthinking work stuff and lacking confidence. And he'll call out these things that don't make me feel good in the moment, but I know that I can trust him if he's calling out the shit along with the good stuff. I just know there's so many of you and so many relationships that out of fear of hurting their partner's feelings, like Andrew did, you hold back. And if you hold back on something and you're not honest about it and it bothers you, it has to be said. It has to be said for the strength of your relationship, for the longevity of your relationship, for the trust of your partnership, for the safety and security your partner feels for you and with you. It just has to be done. So don't be afraid to do that. And even talk to your partner. If you are afraid, then say, I'm really afraid to be truthful with you because I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I also value our relationship more than I value your short-term feelings. And if we can understand that and go in with that mentality, I value our long-term relationship more than I value your short-term feelings, then we win if we go in with that mindset as a couple. So keep that in mind. Stay on the lookout for part two of my healthy relationship video on YouTube. And that will definitely be the juicier episode. This is our first video we did together, the part one. So we felt a little weird and we were like, how far should we take it? We didn't want to share things. So we definitely need some practice. But as we got better, that part of the video didn't save, like I said. So check that out and stay subscribed so you get notified. And yeah, I hope this was helpful. If you need any help personally, I am taking on one-on-one clients and I have a lot of flexibility in terms of how you can schedule your one-on-one calls with me. So I sort of changed up my program to give you the option of having calls whenever you'd like. And this is something that I think will be beneficial for a lot of you guys based on your relationship goals. That's it for now. Have an amazing morning, evening, or night wherever you are in the world. And I'll talk to you soon. I hope this episode helped you. If it did, I would love for you to leave me an iTunes review. It would mean the world to me. You can also screenshot your favorite episodes and tag me on Instagram at Steph Ganowski. And before I go, remember, your sex life is as good as you make it out to be. Until next time.